Today's reading passage is from Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. From Numbers chapter 12, verse 7. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my household. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 4,500 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Bolivia, El Salvador, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belgium, the Netherlands, China, Japan, Pakistan, Nepal, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, India, Mongolia, Egypt, Israel, Kenya, Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo, Burundi, Rwanda, Tanzania, Nigeria, Swaziland, South Africa, Botswana, Cote d'Ivoire, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and television viewing audiences. This is the 24th session on the measure of faith, and this is the 5th session on the 5th level of faith. Until the last session, I explained two distinguishing characteristics of the 5th level of faith. First, at the 5th level of faith, you can obey God's will completely, and you can give even your life. The second is that you will accumulate a limitless amount of prayer and perform signs and wonders. The third trait of the 5th level of faith is that you will be faithful in all God's house. Before I explain about being faithful in all God's house, let us first learn about what faithfulness is. Faithfulness in God's eyes is to do more than what is entrusted to you. For example, when you hire somebody and pay the wage for him to do a certain work, and if that worker just does what he is supposed to do, we do not say he is faithful. Of course, although they are paid, there are people who don't even do their job properly, so we can say this person only did well, but he just did as much as he was what he was paid for, so he cannot be commended for being faithful. But although he is paid, if he does the work with all his time, money, and energy, thinking from his heart, he would work more than what he is supposed to do, then we can say he is faithful. Even in history, when the officials just did their job and duty, we cannot say they were really faithful workers. One can be recognized to be faithful only when he does much more than what he is supposed to do, not caring about whether he is paid or not, or whether he is paid much or little. For example, in case of Admiral Sun Shin Lee, he didn't complain at all even when he was jailed, although he protected the country with all his life. He only worried about the future of the country. Even when he had to go to the battle after all his official titles were taken away, he fought without any complaint. Until he died in a fierce battle, his faithfulness and devotion did not change. Even in this world, this kind of person can be considered to be faithful. For us to be recognized as faithful men, we have to do much more than what we are entrusted to so that we can benefit the kingdom of God. Those who have come into the 4th level of faith can be considered to be spiritually faithful. Those who have become sanctified and have entered into the 4th level of faith also bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit, so they bear the fruit of faithfulness too. But for this faithfulness to become the faithfulness in all God's house, you have to go into the fifth level of faith and bear all the fruits of the Holy Spirit 100%. There's a little difference between fourth level. For example, until faithfulness is born, you must sacrifice yourself and devote yourself for the benefit of others. But without spiritual love, you cannot sacrifice or devote yourself like this. Also, if you lack the fruit of self-control, although you may be faithful in one aspect, you may not be as faithful to the same degree in other aspects. If you don't have the proper fruit of peace, even though you work for God faithfully, you may have some troubles with other people, and in the process, you may hurt the feelings of other people. The faithfulness with peace that has been broken cannot be stored as full reward before God, and if peace is broken, you must realize that Satan is certainly working. I take up a lot of damage in order to follow peace, because where peace is broken, Satan begins to work. Therefore, you should be faithful spiritually, and in order to be faithful in all God's house, you should remember, you should not only have faithfulness, but you must be bearing every fruit of the Holy Spirit fully. So if you go into the Holy Spirit, you have the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit fully. So each of them will be accomplished perfectly. Each of the fruit will be born completely. And they have interrelations with one another. So all these nine fruits must be born together. But what exactly is to be faithful in all God's house? It is to fully perform your duty and to do much more than your job and the payment that you receive for it. In your Christian life, you have many duties in the Lord. You have to perform your duties faithfully, and you should not only work hard for one or two things, but you have to do the job with all your heart in every aspect. This is to be faithful in all God's house. Some duties seem to be more important than others, and the work of some duties can be recognized by other people more easily than other duties. But if you are in the Holy Spirit, you will consider any duty of God preciously, whether it seems to be big or small in man's eyes. So you will perform all duties with all your heart and mind and strength. But it is not easy to be faithful in all God's house like this. If you have just three or four duties, you will try hard to be faithful in all things. But because you have so many duties and you are busy, you cannot care for some of the duties given. For some work, it is very important and urgent, so you do it. But for some other work, it is not very urgent, so you neglect it. Then, sometimes, you justify yourself thinking, men have limits, and how can I put in my heart and energy in everything? But if you are in the Holy Spirit, no matter how many duties you have, you can be faithful in all aspects and bear fruits. It's because you resemble the heart of the Father, who is perfect, and you have the heart of the Christ. The heart of God, who is Spirit, has infinite space, and He can harbor and embrace anything and everything. He harbors in His heart the entire history of mankind and the lives of countless people as if he is looking into his palm. Of course, even though you are in the fifth level of faith, you are not the same as God. But because you resemble the characteristics of God who is Spirit, you can harbor so many souls and so many things in your heart. Also, you have the love to sacrifice your life for the kingdom of God and for the souls entrusted to you. The temperature is going up. You can bring down God's works by harboring the souls and praying for them passionately with love. Of course, harboring all works and putting in your heart and energy in the same way does not mean you have to spend exactly the same amount of time for each work and consider everything urgent. Obviously, there are more urgent matters and less urgent matters. Doing the fifth level of faith, it was okay until first, second, and third level of faith, and to go into more than a fourth level of faith, and there are newly registered members, and I feel sorry about them because the message is becoming more and more difficult in fourth level, and in the fifth level it is more difficult, so I'm sorry to explain something that is very difficult. But those who are at the third level and also those who are at the fourth level of faith, you are longing for this message because you have to go into fourth level and fifth level of faith. So, and those who are at the first or the second levels of faith, if you find it difficult to understand, please bear with it. And anyway, you have to go into third and fourth and fifth level of faith, so there will be true blessing. Also, there are things on which you have to spend relatively more time. But those who have the fruit of being faithful in all God's house do not consider any duty lightly and do not treat any of the souls lightly. Whether you spend more time or less time on some work, your attitude and heart itself will be faithful and trying the best in all aspects. In my case, it's difficult to count how many titles I have. I am trying to reduce the number of titles I have in church associations, but I already have many titles. Above all, I'm a shepherd of the tens of thousands of members of this church and the president of the denomination that has more than 4,500 branch churches. Not only the main church, but there are many branch churches, and also there are many overseas branch churches and ministers and pastors and full-time workers. I have to harbor all of them in my heart. There are also books and translations and many works and broadcasting. And there is GCN. There are many of my writings going into going for news, appearing on newspapers, and I have to receive the spiritual training. That is the biggest thing. I cannot visit each home of so many members. Also, I barely have a chance to visit Korean branch churches, not to even mention all of the branch churches in other countries. But in my heart, I never ceased praying for all the souls before the Father. In the case of the Apostle Paul, as he was establishing many churches, he always harbored numerous souls in his heart and prayed to God for them. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 says, since the day we heard of it, namely Colossian church, we have not ceased to pray for you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 2 says, we give thanks to God always for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers. Also, the Bible mentions the Apostle Paul praying for all the believers, though he could not stay with all the members of each church. As for me as well, from the moment I open my eyes in the morning till late night, even when I'm doing something, my prayer for the duties given to me and for the souls do not ever cease. It's the case before I go to sleep, go to bed, or just after I get up, when I meditate, I always think of God's work. What is more urgent and what has to come first and what has to be done first? And I always contemplate on them and I pray for them in my heart. Whether they are workers who stay close to me or members of faraway branch churches, I pray for them and commit them into God's hands in the same way. They're also patients. They're also suffering from poverty, and also their branch churches suffering financial difficulties. And I have to pray for them so I can receive inspiration on what to say for each person and teach you from the pulpit. And when I have short personal meetings with you, God reminds me of the things to say to you to guide you spiritually. At the time of Exodus, there were about 600,000 soldiers. So we estimate the whole population was about 2 million. Moses could not meet every single person and counsel them. But Moses harbored all of the people in spirit and cared for them with the love that could sacrifice his life for them. That's why God said Moses was faithful in all God's house. It's same with you. To the extent that you go into spirit, you can harbor more things in spirit, so then you can perform many duties. For example, parish pastors or guidance pastors, if they have revival and if they have about 200 members, they make suggestions to have assistant parish pastor. So because they want it so much, so the church appoints another pastor. But if you do that, the church will have a hard time as much as you do that. Because we are short of pastors. There are many other countries that ask for pastors from our church. Also, there are many branch churches. But the parish pastor wants an assistant parish pastor. So we appoint one, but because of that, the church will have a hard time. But if you pastor are really capable, then you should think of the church. We are sort of pastors, and if I ask for another pastor, the church will have a hard time to that extent. If you say, what should I do? Because there are so many members. That's why you need more capability and you need more faithfulness. Even though you have hundreds of members, like in the beginning of the church, God gave us a word. A small group leader can be guiding 40 souls. Also, there are many higher levels than small group leaders. So if you are a parish pastor or a guidance pastor of a mission group, then you should be able to harbor hundreds and even up to 1,000 members. And how can you visit all of them? In my case, all the congregation, all the members, branch church members, and even overseas country, overseas branch church members, and also other foreign other people, I visit them I visit so many of them all the time. I appear to, to appear in their dreams, and also in my spirit I visit them. But what should you do? If you just teach your district leaders properly, and if you train your group leaders and cell leaders properly, they will understand your heart and they will visit the members the way you taught them. And if you, in case where you really have to visit a certain member, they will report to you. And so if you have this organization, even though there are so many hundreds of members, you can take care of them, take care of all of them yourself. You have your workers, district leaders, group leaders, and cell leaders. You have to train them so that they can take care of the members. And if our pastors will be want to be faithful in all God's house, what is the most what is being really faithful? If there is a small group leaders conference, is it being faithful to attend that conference? And if there is a summer retreat, is that really faith, being faithful to attend participate in the summer retreat? And if it is not really directly related with you, you don't have to attend it. If you are directly related, then you have to go, but there is no reason for you that you have to go. And it is your first priority to take care of your souls. That is to be faithful. And what is the work of our pastors? It is always to pray with powerful, to offer powerful prayers and to go into spirit and to take care of the souls, to visit them and take care of them. If your visit ceases just for a little while, it comes out as a result. And you have to take care of those who lost their foot, those who have fallen into tests. So you have to take care of those who are at the first level and second level, and sometimes those who are at the third level. You have to visit them diligently so that their souls will prosper. And if there is anybody who has fallen into test, you have to help them, and you have to let their faith grow. Then you will be so busy just visiting members. So first priority is to pray and to visit the members. And there are next things. Next is so-and-so. But if you are not really visiting members properly, and if the members are falling away, you must not care for other things. You must care for your souls, that even any no bear or lion will take your sheep. Because you neglect these things, even when many people register, they fall away and there is not much of a revival. To the extent that you go into spirit, you can harbor more things in spirit, so then you can perform many duties. For example, if 500 people are interested to you, you cannot visit all of them every week. You will more often visit those who are weak in faith and have urgent problems. But for some other people, you visit them only once or twice a year. Then you may feel that you are not doing what you are supposed to do with regards to the people you cannot visit often. But if you have a truly faithful heart, you will always harbor in your heart all of the flock entrusted to you in spirit, whether you see them often or not. Even though you didn't see a particular soul for months, you still harbor him or her in your heart all the time, So God works for that person appropriately, knowing your heart. There are so many members. If somebody I know doesn't attend church, I know most of the cases. Oh, he or she cannot be seen nowadays. So I have the move. I have the moving in my heart. So I look for that particular soul. If he or she is not coming to me attending service in second sanctuary at the corner of the third sanctuary, so he cannot be seen. God, let me see that person, so I see he is attending church, so that I wouldn't worry. But when I worry that a particular person is not seen, so if I don't see that soul for 2, 3, 4 weeks, he is not attending church for some reason. Then a parish pastor, a mission group pastor, guidance pastor, you know, if you don't know how your members are doing, if a particular member is in test or in trouble or anything, if you don't know, then it doesn't make sense. It proves that you didn't really care for them. And you district leaders, group leaders, and cell leaders didn't really care for the souls, and they didn't really report to the pastor. If just cell leaders are working very well, why wouldn't they know what happens to the members of the cell? Then they will report to the group leaders and district leaders, so the parish pastor will come to know. So you parish pastors can watch over your whole pastor, each of the souls. So when necessary, God moves your heart to pray with exceptional fervor for that person, or makes you visit that member. Maybe he can let you meet that person as if by chance, so you can tell that person what is needed. Or he lets you take care of the souls interested to you in some other way. Though you meet that person just for a while and just once, the amount of harboring that person in your heart will come out as good fruit. It's different from not visiting the soul because of your laziness and saying, I am praying for him instead. How earnest and concerned you'll be when you try to do your duty with all your life and pray to God saying, Father, please take care of the souls whom I cannot meet directly. God receives the aroma of that heart and takes care of the souls himself. It's not only about taking care of souls, but also any God-given duty. If you say, I'm taking care of the souls very diligently, but there is no revival, their faith is not growing up, and if the members are falling away, and you have to look back on yourself, praying. I told you before, just one visit of a man of spirit is better than 10 visits of a man of flesh. When a man of spirit visits once, that soul who is visited, his faith can grow up. But even by 10 visits of a man of flesh, that particular soul, it is difficult for him to grow up in faith. Even if you take care of them so much, and if there is no revival, then you should realize that you are visiting them in a fleshly way. If you go into spirit and visit them spiritually, then that kind of thing will never happen. If you visit them, counsel them spiritually, the enemy, Satan, devil working in that family will be broken down and broken away and run away. So the Holy Spirit will hold them and keep their heart, so that their heart will not be taken away by the world. That is what you have to do as a pastor. So you have to realize how much you don't pray, and how much you don't try to go into spirit, and how much your heart is taken away by the world. I'm not saying you have to spend the same amount of time and same amount of effort in all your duties. The way of being faithful in all God's house is to harbor everything in spirit with all your heart, mind, and strength to bear fruit. Some may say if you have so many duties, you won't be able to do all of them. So wouldn't it be better to have only a couple of duties and be faithful to them, so you can be faithful in all God's house? You may say that. You may do better because you have less number of duties. But who in God's sight, who is more capable? And why does God give 5 talents to a particular person? And to 2 talents and 1 talent to different persons? Because they are less capable, they can have only 2 or 1 talent. The one who is given 5 talents, he can take care of it, so he is given 5 talents. So if you are able, you'll have more number of duties. And if you are less able, you'll have less number of duties. And since we are talking about duties, you have to be faithful in all your duties. But some people, you have so many duties, 7, 8, 9, 10 duties you have. And why 10 of them? If you cannot perform them, and you shouldn't receive them. There are duties. If the church appoints you, then you have to try to receive it because you are appointed by the church not to cause any disobedience. Or, so you have to be able to discern between the cases. Or somebody is asking you to be somebody for the, like a director for their particular, some particular groups. And there are also duties given by the church directly. So you should be receiving, you shouldn't refuse the duty given by the church directly. But the duties given by the church is given, are given to you only once a year. That you should receive it. You should accept it because it is given in the name of God. But there are also other duties from other groups or mission groups. Other. So you have to distinguish between the cases. If you just like it and you take it, and then if you are not faithful in other duties, you are not being faithful. So you have to receive as only as much as you can handle. So you cannot just, you shouldn't just accept every and all the duties. And you already have many duties, so, and if you are, if somebody proposes another duty, then you have to think about it, whether you can really perform the duties. So it's also when the church gives the duty, I don't, I'm not involved in giving duties to you from the church, but there is a human resources committee. So you have, the committee has to think about it. How many duties a particular person has? And if he has a lot of duties, and if we give this duty, will he be able to do it? And if he has faith and he is able, he can do it, but it may cause a hardship. He may find it too difficult. So you cannot, you shouldn't just give any duty to any person. So if you look for some a person, you cannot find a proper person. So you are worried that if you give this duty to that particular person, you cannot trust him. So you give duties to trustworthy people, and they have more and more and more duties. But still, you have to appoint somebody. You have to give the duties. And you have to ask them beforehand. We are there is a this title, and we want to give you this title. And if you are given this title, will you be able to perform it in your time? And if he says yes, then you can give it to him. But otherwise, so since you ask, if because it's just a question, if you say you cannot really do it, then it's not disobedience. So you should be wise in appointing duties. The church has to ask the person, and so if he said, it is the right way to ask before. But if your heart itself is faithful, you will always want to do more work for the kingdom of God and long for more duties. You'll also be passionate about dying souls, so you will want more duties. If you say you will do only a couple of things that you can do well, you are already far away from being faithful in all God's house. You should remember one thing here. If you are faithful in all God's house, you will be faithful in your personal areas, bear fruits there, and give glory to God. Let's say you are faithful in church, but do not care for your family members, or you are known as an unfaithful person in your school or workplace. Then, when others look at you, can they say you are really a faithful worker? In my case, since the opening of this church, I hardly have any time to care for my family members. Knowing my children wanted to be with their father so much, I wasn't even able to take the time to sit together at the dinner table very often, maybe just twice. At Chuseok holiday and Lunar New Year holiday, and even last year, I couldn't have it. Maybe when we have a family vacation. Otherwise, we don't even go out to eat together. But although I was very busy, I did not forget about or neglected my family members. That is also a God-given duty for me as the head of a family. Also, my family members are my flock, entrusted to me. So I have always harbored them in my heart. God received my heart and raised my children himself. God always fulfilled the spiritual and material necessities of my family members. So because God lets me know beforehand, God sometimes lets me know many years before it actually happens. I have three daughters, three pastors, Pastor Mi Young Lee, and Su Jin Lee. And to Pastor Su Jin Lee, many years ago, I asked her to learn English and to attend the English schools and learn English so there will be a time for you to be used by God. And I asked her to study English very hard, and I don't know, I didn't ask whether she obeyed or not. But Pastor Mi Young Lee, I didn't say such a thing. But after many years now, she must have realized why she needs English so much, and why I told her to study English hard. When I met them once in a while, and for a few short moments, God gave them grace to feel my love as a parent for them, as my children, and also my love as a shepherd to them as part of my flock. If I have not cared for them in my heart, saying that I was busy with God's work, and if I had not entrusted them to God and just neglected them, I would have been sorry even before God. And But to God, I didn't pray like I didn't pray to God for them to be physically well off. I didn't really pray for them because I already committed them into God's hands long ago, 23 years ago. And I believed in God that He would raise them. But instead, what is I am faithful before God for the kingdom of God, so God will raise them Himself. I will work for God diligently, and I entrusted them, I committed them into God's hands. Father, you raised them yourself. So that is why God is guiding them Himself. It's not only about family members. It's all the same in schools, workplace, in anything and everywhere. Those who are faithful already have faithful heart itself. So they are faithful not only in God's kingdom, but also in any area. But I'm not saying you must be always the number one in your class, or you must get the best results in your workplace. I'm saying you should at least be recognized as a faithful person by other people. Of course, when you have to prioritize things, God-given duties are more important, and to save souls should come first. But if you just do God's work faithfully, but are not faithful in other works, it is more likely that you are not faithful in God's house with your heart, but you are being faithful in flesh, or you are working hard for God with momentary zeal. Brothers and sisters, especially female members, you should do your duty as a wife to your husband, and also as a daughter-in-law to your parents-in-law, also as your duty of your as a mother to your children. When you do all these duties, you'll be faithful in all God's house. But for example, there is an election day. It is a holiday. Also, there may be other holidays. And at those times, when you have a mission group, let's say there is something fixed in your mission group. So you are going out to evangelize people, or you are doing something on a holiday. And in that morning, if the husband, today is a holiday, so let's vote in the morning and let's go out. Then what should you do? I already have an appointment with the mission group, so I have to go, so please understand me. Is that doing well? So your husband will not like it. If your husband has great faith, then he will understand, but he will have discomfort. He wants to be with his wife, at least for a holiday. But because he feels his wife is taken away, he'll have discomfort. So what should you do? You have to, maybe you should get the permission from your husband beforehand, whether you can go outside after voting or after, maybe, or you can ask your husband to inform you beforehand, so you can schedule, you can make your schedule according to what your husband wants. So if he says, you can go to your mission group meeting, or he might want to go outside for dinner or something with your children, well, then you should obey him. That is to be faithful in all God's house. If you just give excuses, oh, I'm doing God's work, I'm doing church work, and if you neglect your husband and disobey your husband, and if you just say, oh, my husband has no faith, my husband has a very weak faith all the time, and if you do it, is it okay to look down upon your husband like that? Is that okay to look down on your children like that? You have to watch and you have to care for everybody and you have to follow peace. There is a priority. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, to be faithful in all God's house is to do your duty with the perfect heart of the Father God in all aspects. Therefore, only when you go into whole spirit and accomplish the heart of God the Father, Can you be faithful in all respects and be recognized to be faithful in all God's house? But even though you are not in whole spirit yet, if you try to be faithful in all God's house, you can go into spirit and whole spirit more quickly. Then, in what ways do you have to try? Most basically, you first have to struggle against sins to the point of bloodshed to become sanctified. In the meantime, you have to try to broaden your heart when you do your duties and try to perform each of the duties with all your heart, mind, effort, and strength. Some people do not work hard in the duties that they don't want to do very much or that seem to be trivial to them. Also, some others say, this is the limit of my ability and perform the duties only as much as they want, within the limit of not having to try so much and sacrifice themselves. Elders and also men's mission members, when you go to heaven, what, do you know what service will be recognized greatly in the kingdom of heaven? Before, I told you that a volunteer group devotional service, and what is not visible, what is not seen by others, is great in the sight of God. So even though you are not elected, to join a volunteer group like that, and whether it is seen by others or not, if you work for the church, if you volunteer for the church, and that will be a great reward in the kingdom of heaven. In the view of the master, you wouldn't want to trust that person, and you don't want to give any work to that person next time either. It is about those who are just doing their job with only the limit of not having to try so much and sacrifice themselves. You can trust and entrust big things to the person when he is faithful in small things. He may not be so competent in doing the work, but if he asks for help from others and tries to learn how to do it well, trying his best with his true heart, you will be able to trust him, although the result might not be very satisfactory in the beginning. You can still entrust him with greater work, thinking, although his ability is now somewhat lacking, he has the proper attitude. Now there was an international Christian medical conference. Many doctors praise missionary in Philippines. And she offered everything, her mind and soul and strength and time. And she worked for the kingdom of God and for the church. And even she is so devotional, so devoting, and that just by seeing her, they are touched by her work. Just by seeing her, they were so touched. It is difficult to follow her because they say that they are so thankful that they are doing their ministry under that kind of worker. So her church, God revives our church, and there are many also, many good sheep will be given, and God works with them. Also, many patients come and they are healed and they become good members, and God blesses them, whether visible or invisible. Also, next time, this conference, there won't be probably at this conference again there, but if there is such work again, it'll be given to her too. It's the same with God. If you try your best with all your heart and sacrifice yourself in all the areas given to you, the Almighty God will give you the strength to do your duties. Also, to the extent that you are faithful in all in God's kingdom, He rejoices with you and gives you grace and power. You will realize the evil that you could not realize before and receive the strength to throw away that evil, so that you can go into spirit and whole spirit more quickly. I hope you will not work as you are dealing with a man, but with all your heart, wisdom, and mind, you will work as though you are serving God Himself. By doing so, as said in Psalm 101, verse 6, my eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a blameless way is the one who will minister to me. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will walk the blameless way and be recognized as faithful men so that you will dwell with God forever. Let us read Psalm 101, verse 6. My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land. God is looking for the faithful on this earth, who is faithful and who is faithful in all God's house, that they may dwell with me. Namely, they will be qualified to enter into New Jerusalem. If they can dwell with God, they have to go into New Jerusalem. So the Bible tells us about how God is pleased with meekness, love, and faithfulness. It's because Moses was the most humble person, he could speak to God face to face. He who walks in a blameless way, also he is faithful and he walks in a blameless way, so it means he is in whole spirit. If we go into spirit, we go into third kingdoms. It is also to dwell with God because it is the same city, same level, same area. Also, he walks in a blameless way. So he is faithful in all God's house and he walks in a blameless way. Is the one who will minister to me. So they will stay so close to God. So he walks in a blameless way. Who are the examples? Enoch, Elijah, Moses, and Peter, Paul, or Mary Magdalene, the Virgin Mary, or David. And these are the ones who walked in a blameless way. And they will minister to God. And it means they will stay with God so closely. As I told you before, in the second book of heaven, I don't know whether it is written there, but when those who are qualified to minister to God, their houses are, they have their personal castle-like houses in front of the God's throne. They are treated in a very special way. Because those who can minister to God, they have their own personal city, castle-like house. Right? And those houses will be just in front of God's throne. And are these things written in book Heaven 2? So it's such a privilege because they were blameless on this earth, because they were faithful perfectly. So God treats them in a very special way. So I hope many of you will go into this place. Only Abraham? Why only Apostle Paul? We can also go in there if we are qualified. Let's pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become life and strength. And let us clearly understand it is Let us understand what is spirit and what is Holy Spirit, and let us clearly discern, distinguish between spirit and Holy Spirit and where we are at, and let us go into spirit and Holy Spirit. Let us have clear understanding and discernment. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In heaven, book 2, I ask you, because I didn't read the book 2, I didn't read the book heaven. So you may say, you are telling us to read it, but you didn't even read it. But I don't really have to read it because I know all the contents because I already listened to the explanations from God. If I don't know, I must have read it many, many times so I would understand everything properly. Because it's the everlasting kingdom that will, in which we'll live forever. Some people ask me to pray for you to cast off anger, to cast off arrogance, or things like that. I receive that kind of letter often. Also, you ask me to pray, and then I'm sorry, but I have to look at your face once again. If it is new believer, I can understand, or first or second level, I can understand. And if you are at the third level, I can understand. I know your face and I know your name, and you have been here more than 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and 20 years. And if you have been here for more than 10 years, and if you didn't cast off anger yet, and if you didn't cast off arrogance yet, and if you didn't cast off fleshly thoughts yet, it's not really understandable. I have taught you so many times. You have learned for so many years. And I taught you how to receive answers to prayer. And if you're going, I taught you that your souls will prosper, your children will do well, your family will be blessed. And just if you go into spirit, and there is something eternal, you can also go into good heavenly dwelling place. And why was your heart taken away by other things? And why didn't you cast off those fleshly things and didn't come into spirit yet? So I feel sorry that I don't look at you. I look at you once again. So maybe you may think you may not want to, you're not going to write to me asking such things, but it's better to be honest. I pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on your sick parts and also receive the prayer for the desires of your hearts. Father God, please lay your hands on them from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and most high power of creation. Give them spiritual and physical health. Father, show your work transcending time and space. Bless all the church members of all the churches and branch churches and local sanctuaries who are attending the service via satellite, and also all your children of who are attending the service on the internet all over the world. And also, please lay your hands on the photos, Father. There is a prayer request from Yamagata Mamin Church, Moon Ok. She didn't go to the hospital to be healed by faith. Father, help her and heal her completely. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, all kidney and liver and pain go away. All liver and kidney be healed, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the chest pain go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Father, let the pain disappear and burn the kidney and liver with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let it not develop into jaundice. Father, cleanse it and Father, be glorified. Also, There is a request from Congo, Republic of Congo. There is a request from Sylvie Sassou, the daughter of the president. Let the problem be solved with the marriage and let her conceive well, and also bless her in the business, and also let the bless the president and his family in every aspect. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Be cleansed, Father. Solve the problems in marriage and also in a pregnancy, having a baby, and also bless her in the business, and bless the president and manage the country well, and bless his family members. Light come. Father, thank you. From head to toe, burn them, all our members, burn them, burn their old entrails and cells and nerves and tissues with the fire of the Holy Spirit and most high power of creation. Answer to the desires of their hearts, answer to their prayers, let them lend but not borrow, let them become the head but not the tail. Give them prosperity throughout the week. All problems go away. And Father, give them prosperity and bless them. Let them be blessed, whether they come in or go out. Let them lend but not borrow. Let them become the head but not the tail. And wherever they go, let the stronghold of the enemy devil be destroyed. And let Father, thank you. Protect them throughout the week and protect their and bless their families, workplaces, and businesses, and children, and bless all the overseas missionaries and members in other countries, and also wherever they have handkerchief crusades this week, Father, be with them and show your most high power of creation. Father, thank you. Be with the New York crusade, and let everything be prepared very well. Be with them and drive away all evil spirits, and be with all the committee chairmen and all the volunteers. Pour down your grace on them. Lord, thank you. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.